listening to Clients Wellness Podcast, designed to highlight the latest developments and key trends in the dynamic wellness space. I'm your host, Marcella Kifu, Marketing Manager of Clients Consumer Products Practice, and today we are tackling the ever-growing wellness movement with our research experts, Karen Dosko, Director of Clients Consumer Products Practice, and Laura Maeja, Industry Manager of Clients Healthcare Practice. Karen and Laura, it's great to have you on the line. How are you two today?
Doing well, Marcella. Thank you.
Doing good, Marcella. Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Let's start with a quick introduction into wellness, as we've seen this trend breaking new boundaries, not just in beauty, but also in healthcare and food and nutrition industry. So what is the definition of wellness and how has it emerged over time?
Marcella, it is rather difficult to define wellness because it is so broad, but we've taken a stab at it saying that wellness includes lifestyle choices or products one uses to maintain good health and avoid being ill. Wellness lifestyle choices are those such as healthy diet, exercise, limiting alcohol and tobacco use, and getting enough sleep. But wellness can also span a wide gamut of personal cleansing products, hand soaps, aromatherapy, and home fragrances, to nutritional supplements, sleep aids, probiotics, and CBD. And wellness can also be managed using apps, trackers, and devices such as pedometers, sleep trackers, and fitness monitors.
Mm-hmm. And touching a bit about on the wellness evolution, Karen, what do you think about the way it has emerged over time?
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, Laura and I were talking about what is wellness? And it's, you know, it's kind of blurry, to be honest with you. It's everything from cannabis to, as Laura mentioned, some of the areas that touch on wellness. And it's definitely, we've seen so many, you know, different topics on wellness. So for example, we're now in the throes of researching a report on intimate beauty care, which is definitely a part of feminine wellness. It used to be a little more taboo, but now it's not. So I think wellness has evolved to be much more mainstream. We have mass merchandisers like Target really jumping in and embracing it. And so I think it's really evolved on so many different levels.
Yeah, that's so true. And since you just mentioned intimate beauty, Karen, if we zoom just on beauty, what are some of the strongest categories that fit within wellness?
Skincare for sure. I mean, skincare is definitely the strongest category. It's the strongest category in beauty as a whole, but certainly it's the strongest category in the wellness reports that we cover. But there's also personal care products such as deodorants, body washes. Those are also like very important wellness categories.
Mm-hmm. And if we also take the food and nutrition space, how does wellness actually extend there?
Well, it's very impressive because this is something that we just started reporting on at Klein. And, you know, it's still relatively small, but we see, you know, we have some reports on cannabis, food and beverage, which I think it's like a $50 million business. I could be misquoting, but it's small. And yet, it's a very entrepreneurial space that certainly has caught the attention of large food and beverage marketers, as well as PE firms who are looking to expand their wellness portfolio. So I think food and beverage is important. It hasn't really ignited with consumers to the degree that other wellness categories are. I still think it's you know, in the nascent stages.
Mm-hmm. And since you mentioned CBD, this is certainly an area that is making waves in wellness, including healthcare and food and beverage, as you said. But in healthcare, there are many product offerings that help maintain mental wellness. So what is the growth of such products in this space?
Marcella, so they are really growing pretty rapidly. earlier this year, Klein published our second edition report on CBD for health and wellness. And we included a large scale nationwide consumer attitude and usage survey to understand how consumers are using CBD. And it's a rapidly growing area that more and more consumers are using to help manage stress and anxiety, as well as chronic pain and for help with sleep. And I think we've seen an even more of an uptick with all of the stress and anxiety related to the coronavirus and the pandemic, that they are looking for natural ways to manage stress and anxiety. And CBD is certainly embraced by adult consumers as being natural. It's plant-based, obviously, and you know, it helps keep them well, both mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Laura. And if we look actually broader at the fast-growing nutritional supplements market, are there any notable categories that fit into the wellness space?
Yes, that was another topic that we recently published a report on in July of this year, and we have seen tremendous growth of vitamins and supplements, that especially those that offer immune support. Areas in the vitamin space, vitamins B12, vitamin C, and vitamin D have grown very rapidly, double-digit growth, which is not typical. And other herbs like elderberry and echinacea have been growing very rapidly, especially after the pandemic hit the U.S. And then minerals like zinc, iron, and magnesium are also up by strong double-digit rates because consumers are using these products regularly to maintain good health and avoid the coronavirus and other illnesses. And we also see increased interest in probiotics and products that impact the microbiome, which is where a lot of our immunity resides. These products are also of interest to consumers as powerful tools to help them stay healthy.
That's really interesting, Laura. And it will be certainly be interesting to see the direction of this market post-coronavirus. And speaking of COVID-19, what do you think is the impact on the wellness product categories? And I mean here really just also beauty, but also healthcare and food and nutrition. So who would like to actually start with that?
I will. I think it's going to be pretty significant, to be honest. I think that consumers have an infinite amount of time for, you know, discovery of products to keep them healthy, as Laura kind of pointed out, and feeling good. And I think they're going to really, you know, embrace these product categories and the benefits that can be derived. I mean, we really aren't going to start research on 2020 in terms of, you know, conclusion of sales for a bit, but everything I've seen so far from a sales standpoint points to, you know, good growth. And good growth is relative in pandemic times. I mean, with a lot of stores closing, but again, a lot of this, a lot of these categories have a very strong digital presence. So I think we're going to see strong growth for wellness, and it's going to be in a lot of categories, including scented candles, which, you know, if you really look at it in a broad area, it brings wellness and to your olfactory senses. So I'm optimistic. What do you think, Laura?
Karen, I agree. I think that we will continue to see a strong impact on any categories that improve immunity. And, you know, we've seen strong growth so far this year coming from people who are normal vitamin takers, but who are maybe taking increased dosages of, say, vitamin D or vitamin B12 than they normally would have. But we're also seeing people who were not regular supplement users entering that category and buying into it as, you know, playing into their wellness. And so I think that is expected to continue for the foreseeable future. I mean, no, I don't think anyone thinks that this is going anywhere for quite a while. So I do think that those, you know, high rates of growth will continue for the foreseeable future. and may only, you know, start to taper off a bit to regular single digit growth levels after this pandemic subsides.
That sounds right.
Yes, thank you. Karen and Laura, thank you so much. Wellness is certainly here to stay, and we at Klein will continue to explore its evolution. To learn more about Klein or the topic we have discussed today, please visit our wellness page on kleingroup.com. Please also be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for other brief industry updates. We look forward to connecting with you soon on a new topic. Thank you for listening and have a great day.